Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anthony, I'm very excited right now. I was perusing Instagram in one of the breaks, and I saw on Clinton Yates's feed, Clinton, who joined us earlier in the show, y'all know him from ESPN and the Washington Post back in the day, the whole deal. Clinton had the print version of the Beast. Like, he got like a copy, like a hard copy, Dan Brugler's draft guide, and I was like, yo, that's sick. I got to get on that list. Apparently, I have one coming. He got me on the list.
Oh.
You got to have good friends. And Clint Yates, let me tell you, that's a good friend.
He has good a lot of friends, you, right?
He does have, I mean, he picks, it's not like he's just friends with everybody. He's a very friendly guy. I don't know how to answer that. Yes, he has a lot of friends. I don't know how many of them are as close to him as I am, but.
Yeah, no, I was also talking about.
Which I don't say braggadociously. I'm just trying to set the standard. What are you trying to get out of this, Anthony, besides me in trouble?
Clinton and friends. That's more so what I was
getting. Oh, you were playing a pun on his radio show. I see what. I thought you were trying to get a copy of The Beast, too. That's where I thought you were going with that.
No, that's okay. I got you.
Yeah, no, I'll share.
Sharing is caring.
Again, remember, Dane Brugler, the man who wrote that mammoth document on the NFL draft, was on Take Command. So if you're bopping around this weekend looking for something to listen to, highly recommend that. Also, you could listen to Will Dawkins' interview with the Junkies this morning, 8:45 a.m. on the Odyssey Rewind, or check out their podcast on demand. But we're going to play some of that for you now. And I'm actually curious Will's thoughts on this before we get into some of his player thoughts from the season. But the NBA draft lottery is obviously coming up in mid-May. It will decide in many ways the future of this league. A guy like Cooper Flagg doesn't come along very often. Where will he wind up? Depends on what the ping pong balls say. Does Will like this system, or would he prefer a NFL draft, for instance, model where the worst team just gets the first pick?
Yeah, I think the NBA did a good job of coming in and making sure that there's a little bit more fairness to it, and a little bit more randomness to it, which I think the fans appreciate. So I know in other sports, they don't have the same things in terms of guaranteed contracts, and it's really hard to kind of flip teams around. So it makes sense for basketball.
I actually had an idea on this the other day, Anthony. Tell me if you like my lottery idea. Pyramid. So the two teams that finish worst and best but not in the playoffs have the same odds. And then it goes up. So like the worst odds are like the team that finishes eighth. And the reason why I like this, although I'm sure there's some kind of flawed plan in this, the reason why I like this is because then if you're floating somewhere, you are just as incentivized to go up and try to make the playoffs and just miss as you are to go down and drop to the bottom. So if you want to de-incentivize tanking, trying to like avoid being the eight, you can go down or you can go up. And you have that choice as a franchise. That's why I like that. And, you know, teams that actually try to win at the end of the year and then just miss the playoffs, they are rewarded for trying.
That's a move. That ain't bad.
I think also what it does is it can take a team that barely misses the playoffs and try to bump them in with a good player. And I think it will also avoid as many teams being stuck on the mediocrity treadmill. Because sometimes you get like a good player and then you get another one and then you're one player short, but you're too good to get that other player. I think it's a good plan. I'll run that by Will Dawkins next time I see him.
I was about to say.
I'll run it by Michael Winger. Be like, tell Adam Silver, use this idea. Obviously, this season, they had the number two overall pick in Alex Saar. What did Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, make of Saar's rookie season?
Yeah, I think Alex is right on schedule from what we were kind of expected. And you saw early on the impact he had defensively. And as he got more comfortable throughout the year, kind of the offensive impact that he had, and not just his scoring, but he's an all-around player with the playmaking, his passing, his ability to stretch the floor and roll to the rim. So defensively, that Indiana game, he was so comfortable the other night, protecting the rim, guarding Miles Turner, but then also switching out on Halliburton and defending those guys really well. Like, that's the glimpses of what we saw and what we'll continue to see, and that's a playoff team right there. So very happy. He got more and more comfortable. If he didn't have that month, I think, where he was injured and dealing with the ankle injury, he probably would have came out a little faster and had an even stronger year. But to have 100 threes, 100 assists, and 100 blocks, that shows you're just affecting the game everywhere. And he's only the third player ever to do that. So we're very happy with where he's at.
I believe he's the first rookie ever to do that. So Saar, kind of a complete package. We'll see, again, just how high the ceiling is. Same question we're asking about Bub Carrington, who has had a heck of a season and also had a heck of a highlight the other night when he made Halliburton fall down, go boom.
Yeah, the competitive Bub came out on that one. I'm just happy that he made the shot.
Yeah.
And all three of our rookies didn't start the season shooting the ball from deep with the same level of confidence, and now all three of them kind of finished the season like that. But taking his durability, he's been able to play, knock on wood, every single game so far this year, and that's really hard to do for a rookie. And he brings it and has gotten better through each one of them. But for our rookies to all three of them make 100 threes this year, I think that's never been done before. That's pretty high level for kind of where the game is going. But the thing I was most proud about that game was, I think last time we were on, we were talking about how Indiana played against us at home. We hadn't had an opportunity to kind of show how resilient we could be and fight back there in Indiana, and made it a really good game and had an opportunity to win down the stretch. So for us, that's the progress that we're looking for, because we didn't like the effort 2 weeks before that in D.C.
And then last but not least, you know, Will talking about the three rookies there, but we know now there's actually a fourth. A.J. Johnson acquired in the Kyle Kuzma trade, and I know from talking to some folks over there that was a very intentional choice. They liked A.J. Johnson a lot and didn't really have a chance to draft him because they got Keyshawn George, obviously, with their late first. But had they had somewhere between Bub and Keyshawn another first-round pick somehow, A.J. Johnson's a guy they would have targeted anywhere, I think, in that range, and they got him in this Kyle Kuzma trade. So what is Johnson's potential here as we look forward into the offseason, jump season, as Will Dawkins calls it, and then next season?
For sure. No, A.J. fits the bill in terms of what we're looking for, young players who are trying to get better and has the athleticism and can show it on both ends of the floor. We weren't sure where we were getting. Obviously, he was in Milwaukee and didn't really have an opportunity to play. But we knew what we liked from the draft, and his ability to get by his man without a screen, touch the paint, and finish at the rim is unmatched for a player of his age and his size. So he's got an opportunity late in the season. This is kind of what the experimental part of the year is for, and he's made the most of it. So he's got a lot to build on into the summertime, but this has given him that confidence, and we'll see him in summer league, and hopefully he'll look like a more advanced player because of it.
Going to be fun to watch this summer. Again, summer league will start in July, like mid-July-ish out there in Vegas, because going to Vegas in July, who wouldn't want to do that? When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, it is time for our weekend preview, which Anthony is still brought to you by...
Nobody, Greg.
Nobody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.